As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3ws.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hey, Frank. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network and WWCR and other stations. Glad you're here. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, who's the boss? Remember that show, Who's the Boss? Well, we're going to be talking about who's the boss when it comes to your health care professionals. So we're going to look at that, and we're going to get some input from medical science as well. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us, in Galatians 6. And it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whoever is a man that soweth, he that he shall also reap. For he that sows to his flesh will reap flesh and corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall reap the Spirit and everlasting life. So that's what you want. If you're thinking that you want to spend all of eternity in heaven, then you got to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the only way to get there. Yep. He's the only way. So mind the time, it grows short. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay. Let's see. Federal government data indicates COVID-19 vaccines increase cases of shingles by 4,000%. Now, here's a take. This was an expose report. And they said, hey, according to a scientific study published in 1988, it's virtually impossible to distinguish between monkeypox and chickenpox. And so they're asking the questions, these people that have supposedly monkeypox, do you suppose they just have shingles? That's a good question. New data available to the U.S. government, more specifically Center for Disease Control, very strongly suggests that what is occurring is really not an outbreak of monkeypox, but rather an outbreak of a COVID-induced shingles. Well, we know what to do for that, right, Frank? There's herbs that have natural inhibitors to shingles, and if you want to know more, call the folks at thepowerherbs.com, and they'll hook you up. 866-229-3663 is their number, or thepowerherbs.com. Moving along in the quacker here, Fauci finally admits there's no studies that support COVID boosters are effective for kids. Yep. This was a Senate hearing last week. He was being questioned by Rand Paul. And he was asking, you know, for scientific evidence that the COVID booster shots are all effective for kids. Fauci said he couldn't answer that question, whether the members of the Food and Drug Administration were getting also royalty payments. He was asked that. Who is getting kickbacks here? So, you know, where's that going to go? Last but not least in the quack report, remember we did that show, Frank, on life insurance companies paying out on COVID cases? We were kind of skeptical about them doing that. Well, according to this report, $6 billion was paid out by the fifth largest life insurance company, 163% uptick in deaths, working age individuals, where this was all after the COVID vaccine came out. So this is according to reports, Lincoln National, this is the country's fifth largest life insurance carrier, said they had a massive 163% increase in death benefits paid out under their group life insurance policies in 2021. So the annual statements that were filed with the state insurance departments, which were provided, as records requested, if you want to get them, almost three times as much money was paid out in 2021 than the previous 2 years. Lincoln National is the fifth largest life insurance company in the United States, according to Bankrate, just after New York Life, Northwestern Mutual, MetLife, and Prudential. The group life insurance policies typically now cover working age adults, which range from 18 to 64. And this should otherwise be a more healthier demographic. And they're clearly dying off more so than previous years. And this is after the COVID vaccine was put into use. So, but the average death benefit now for the employer-provided group life insurance in the United States is usually around $70,000. So we'll see. We'll see what happens if they're going to go bankrupt or not. We shall see. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, I guess they can either, you know, look at maybe going bankrupt or, you know, just denying claims altogether because of COVID. All right, we're going to say, who's the boss? Who's the boss? Well, who does your doctor work for? Frank, you want to take a guess? Well, I know you don't have a doctor, but if you had one, who do you suppose he works for? Well, some people may say they work for their local hospital or clinic or maybe even a private practice. Well, that may give a location where your physician works, but it doesn't really answer the question, who does your doctor work for? Who is your doctor's boss? And Frank says, it better be me if he is my doctor. Well, that's what you would think, right? Other people may say that, you know, maybe it's the board of directors that preside over the institution where the health professionals work. Well, they may be the individuals who hire and fire and issue salary payments, but that is not who your doctor works for. There are many entities health professionals appear to work for, but the licensing entity and your pharmaceutical companies are the real force behind keeping physicians in line. That's who the boss is, drug companies and the state licensing boards. But then there's loopholes in the licensing boards too. But anyway, so there's this code of ethics that doctors have to kind of march to when they're in medical school. So it all kind of starts there in medical school, where these future physicians are conditioned on various fronts and including things like professional attire and grooming. In other words, beards are frowned upon. Also, you know, they're groomed about politics, religion, and gender rules. Okay. So what did you say, Frank? Ethics. He's laughing. Big question mark. Ethics. Well, I know, Frank. So when medical school, you know, in medical school, if you're speaking your mind, that could reward you with a professional red flag, almost like a demerit on your record. And that can really derail your chances of, you know, getting into a residency position. So they're conditioned to shut up, you know. You don't have an opinion. Do what you're told. That's how they're conditioned in medical school. But, of course, they're not as blunt as that. So, however, you know, a lot of new physicians now are wanting to break tradition. Some of them really don't care anymore, and they are posting themselves wearing, you know, bikini swimwear, and they're talking their mind about, you know, things like in what's going on in their generation. So they're not supposed to be having views about anything publicly, anyway. Here is a quote from this is the National Library of Medicine, November 2020. It was an article, Does Medical Professionalism Have a Dark Side? That was the title of the article. They said, in medical training and beyond, the notion that professionals don't rock the boat can pose a barrier to reform. Recently, physicians have faced formal complaints about professionalism if calling out colleagues or sharing political views online. See? Yeah, you can't be a whistleblower. No. Journal of Vascular Surgery, they posted this. This is quite bold. They say professionalism was historically been defined by and for white heterosexual men and does not always speak to the diversity of our workforce or our patients. End of quote. You can just imagine who penned that one. So, you know, doctors that push back, well, that gets them pretty much fired. Doing the right thing will get you fired. You may recall, you know, a lot of the physicians who stood up to say, hey, the treatment care for the COVID-19 was the wrong protocol and it encouraged patient mortality. Well, they were discharged from their positions pretty much that day. And who coined those positions of care? Well, that was, you know, is the WHO and the CDC. They kind of collaborated on that, the ventilator stuff. Here is a quote from Dr. Nave Prasad. He's at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, who says, questioning the status quo can be interpreted as a criticism of the profession in general or some of your colleagues in particular, even if the goal is to improve care for your patients. Goodness. So, you know, if they don't like what you're saying, they just turn it all around on you and attack you. That's very narcissistic. So, therefore, doctors who speak out about colleagues getting things like kickbacks or owning patents on DNA or viruses, well, it's going against their programming. And it will be a rare occurrence for a doctor to be a whistleblower, as it often means death to the career. Yeah, that's very much discouraged. Oh, yeah. Frank says it sounds like team building. Isn't that bizarre? Some of the stuff they have, you know, when they want you to go to, they want you to go to these classes, you know, management classes, right? I can remember a family member who came home from a symposium thing, was sent there by the company they worked for, and they were very disturbed by what the presentation was about. It was about being selfish in your work career and in your processes and stuff. And I can remember this family member standing up and saying that one person there was quite offended and stood up and said, Jesus Christ taught us to be selfless, not selfish. Of course, you know, a little bit of an embarrassing tension in the room, but he was right. He was right. So the world is, you know, always going to be against and hate those things that were taught by the Lord Jesus Christ. Frank says it pits the employees, the team, against the customers, not on the team. Well, isn't that what we're kind of seeing in healthcare? You're a commodity. You're not a person. Medical schools. So medical students are conditioned while in school and in residency, you know, for their professional life. They're conditioned as a physician. They're conditioned. And most of the training comes from the drug companies. I'm not kidding you. Here is a quote from Edmund and Lily Safar, Center for Ethics. They say, through a conduit of medical education companies, the pharmaceutical companies design and fund the continuing education programs for obvious reasons. The doctors need to be won over in order to write prescriptions. End of quote. Yep, doctors are taught to prescribe. So, yes, academic medicine is not for sale since the current owners are very happy with it. Mm-hmm. So the financial clout of the drug companies has placed them in these positions within the hen house. And the medical standards of scientific research have been undermined by this greed. Here is Professor Marshall Engel, social medicine, Harvard Medical School, says, academic physicians carrying out scientific trials today are often reduced to the role of a hired hand doing what they're told and signing their names to reports that the drug company ghostwriters published in medical journals. That's like, Frank, let's say you're an engineer and someone walked in and said, hey, stamp this with your credentials without even looking at it. Or maybe looking at it, not agreeing, and they want you to stamp it anyway. You know, sign it with your seal. corruption, for sure. So within medicine, a physician's continued education is subsidized or even paid in full by the pharmaceutical company, Big Pharma. And, you know, subsidize, that old term, that original definition of subsidized or subsidy is bribe. Bribe. So, as Professor Engel puts it, marketing masquerading as medical education. So, the medical industry complex has been captured by drug companies. There's really no good clinical conduct anymore. And it's no wonder more and more medical treatments are no longer good therapies, you know, but are now threats to living well. You know, they may take care of your original complaint, but leave you with another one that may be worse. So we do have a healthcare system that's masquerading as a wellness center, but oftentimes it's the opposite. And I'm sure there are some wonderful doctors out there. I'm sure there's some wonderful ethical doctors out there. And most have good intentions, but I'm sorry to say, unfortunately, in a rock and a hard place here when it comes to their professional standards that are dictated to them by the drug companies. So it's really hard to imagine what they would do to keep their status in good standing. And it might explain why many are abusing drugs and alcohol. Many doctors become alcoholics, and they get hooked on a lot of the drugs they're supposed to be prescribing, unfortunately. Sad situation, Frank. Really bad. You know, same thing in the legal area. Some of these people go into law school, and they think they're going to change the world, make it a better place, and guess what? They become part of the problem if they want to keep their law license. And the doctors, you know, the same situation. Got to be part of the problem, the status quo, if you want to keep your license. Yeah. So, and it's really weird what happens at these licensing boards. It's like the ethical good person is, you know, stripped of their license, where some of these other people that really do really nasty deeds, they just get their a finger shaked at them, and then they leave. They keep their license. Or if they get their license taken away, they just move to another state and they practice there. Because states don't check with the medical boards from another state. There's no, you know, integrated system for, you know, hospitals hiring doctors to check. And they would have to check all 50 states, and they don't have the personnel to do that. So doctors that have, you know, been, you know, kind of reprimanded in one state and they can't practice there anymore, you know, they just up and leave and move to another place and practice there. A lot of people don't know that. Well, I like the other way. There is another way, okay? God has provided a natural way to help the human body regenerate and heal. Medicinal herbs are the original medicine. With so much history, empirical history behind them, their success is just outstanding, and it makes drug companies upset. You know, they used to use drugs to make drugs. They used to use parts of plants to make their drugs so they can patent them. But then they learned to synthesize them, make, you know, wannabe copycats, and then they just use, you know, petrochemicals to make the agent. Now, so they don't even use the plant. But, you know, plants are magnificent, or they wouldn't even have bothered with them to begin with. And now they're, you know, even looking at plants for, you know, help with all these bacterias they can't get rid of now with antibiotics. They're just resistant. So they're looking for, you know, a safety net there. Because they've got all the drug resistance, they can't handle it. I mean, they're looking in old textbooks, herbal textbooks, to see if they can find the Holy Grail to help them. Well, God is our help; He is our blessed hope. And if you want to learn more about herbs to empower yourself, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog, and you'll learn how to strengthen your metabolic system. You'll learn how to cleanse the toxins in the system that can give disease a foothold. You'll learn how to empower your immune system. You'll learn how you can rebuild the blood system in 24 hours. Amazing. You don't really need a blood transfusion for that. You just need some knowledge and what herbs help you. So thepowerherbs.com will empower you. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for their newsletters if you're up there. Click on the books and newsletter area and sign up there. They're free. They'll go out each week. Check out the Power Herbs book. If you want a 400-page herb book for $14.99, that's up there, too. You can download that. It's only in a download now, so Kindle, iPad, or PDF formats, so you can pick the one you want. And I hope everybody had a fantastic Father's Day. I know I did. I had a great, you know, my kids were all over and we had a great time. And you know, we're going to be coming up to the 4th of July soon, Frank. I can't believe this month's almost over. And we should be seeking the Lord's face and celebrating the Lord to protect this nation, because he has protected it for several hundred years now. And we just need to, as a nation, come together under, you know, his shadow of his wings. Right? You know, to help us in this time of need. Thepowerherbs.com, and the Lord is the power. That's right. His arm isn't short. He has the power, and he has blessed those herbs to be the service of man, be of the service of man and the healing of the nations. That's what his scripture says, and his word never comes back void. So he's not a liar. God can't lie. So thepowerherbs.com. Learn about your medicinal herbs. It's not that hard. I'm telling you, you'll get the hang of it. It'll just be like when you learn to tie your shoes or brush your teeth as a kid. It's going to be easy. It's not rocket science. It's cleanse and nourish. Get the toxins out. Put the nutrition in. And, I mean, you'll change your DNA in 6 days. Medicinal plants have a lot of power in them. And stay away from all the foods that corrupt the system. A lot of sugar, fats, you know, just empty calorie stuff. Kind of stick to the basics, and you'll be able to control your weight, and you won't really have those health problems most people have, because a lot of it's a lack of nutritional mineral elements. So get those minerals in. Thepowerherbs.com. Check them out, 866-229-3663, and get their free catalog. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. But on the other side, we got more news. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go Green. Herb Talk Live, Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thanks for the bouncy music. Frank knows I like the bouncy music. Likes. I don't know. I've always been like that as a kid. Turn on the music and it bounces and I'm up on my feet. All right, we're going to talk about some major causes of death out there. And if you ask people what the major cause of death is, and you'll get a lot of answers. People may say cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And, of course, yes, these diseases often do hasten a person to, mortality there in the Western world anyway. But I want to ask, health authorities that question and put this question to a real medical test. Look at the medical journal research and see what comes up. So there was this report now. This was Montefiore Medical Center in Bronx, New York. This center is considered by medical professionals as the primary teaching hospital at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And the research in the September 2014 journal stated that prescribed medications were the leading culprit in allergic deaths or anaphylactic deaths in the United States. So the findings did get published in the September Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, 2014, and the report stated that death by prescription drug particularly a significant problem for older patients and African Americans. So more details in the report expose that these types of deaths have increased significantly in recent years. So anaphylactic shock is a really big problem, and it's a potentially very much life-threatening. And the data showing that there's this trend in the number of deaths annually, as it's been going up. So one was collecting data, and there's really no national registry that's really doing it. So the journal articles were having to do it piecemeal. Here is what Elena Jerskow, she's a medical doctor, Drug Allergy Center, Immunology, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. She says anaphylaxis-related deaths in the United States have not been well understood in recent years, and we hope our findings will ideally identify the risk factor and create preventative measures. So here are some of their stats on death by prescribed medications. They say anaphylactic shock, 58.8% risk compared to, let's say, snake venom, which is 19.3%. Or from food allergy, 15.2%. So your risk of dying from your prescription is over 50%. Also, antibiotics are often the culprit by about 50%, they're saying. So when you're looking at deaths between 1999 and 2010, they found 74% of the cases were associated with death by medications, prescription meds. So worldwide, the highest rates of death by drugs are in the United States and in Australia. And this is especially risky for Alzheimer's patients. According to a 2009 report by the Alzheimer's Research Trust, they say Alzheimer's patients are at an even higher risk of anaphylactic mortality due to the antipsychotic drug regimen that these patients are given, and this was out of the Lancet Journal, January 2009. Drug therapy, you know, Alzheimer's patients are put on. Here's a quote from, this is Dr. Elena Jerskow. Again, she says anaphylaxis has been dubbed the latest allergy epidemic. Oh, you're allergic to your drug therapy. Well, also in 2014, the University of Warwick in England announced that drugs for anti-anxiety and insomnia are putting patients at risk of death. And this was a large study that was published in March 2014 and was in the British Medical Journal. Here's a quote from the journal, "Anti-anxiety and sleeping pills are associated with doubling the risk of patient mortality." Doubling your risk. So patients are not, you know, told by their doctor when they're getting their prescription for these drugs that not only are they addictive, but they also have a 50% chance of dying while they're taking the drug. Well, you know, here's the thing. Doctors don't want you to run away scared, okay? They're not going to tell you everything, right? Or you wouldn't have the treatment, see, right? That, you know, you start questioning these drugs. A lot of people now are getting smart. They'll be right there in their doctor's office, and the doctor will tell them, "We're going to put you on a prescription of blah, blah, blah." And they whip out their phones, and they go to Google, and they're typing in the drug name, and they're looking for side effects, and they're going, doc, that's got really bad side effects. I can't take that. Well, then the doctor says, "Okay, well, then we'll change it too," and they'll give them another drug, and they're looking that up, and they're going, "You know, is there anything else? Don't you have anything natural?" You're in the wrong place if you're asking your doctor for something natural. So patients are not told everything, but they're getting smarter. They got, you know, search engine Googles and stuff, and it's kind of annoying for some people in healthcare. Here's Professor Scott Welch, Psychiatry, University of Warwick, who says the key message of this study is the reality of using these drugs. There is a growing body of evidence suggesting that the side effects are very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Now, the knowledge is enough to give anyone heartburn. And which brings us to another drug category, and that is your heartburn medications. This is 2017. Washington University St. Louis reported that heartburn medications increase your risk of death. They didn't mince words. They just said it. So their report listed kidney damage, bone fractures, dementia, and more. And I've reported on the proton pump inhibitors by, you know, the Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium. I've talked about these before, often prescribed by general practitioners and gastroenterologists. And here is a quote from Dr. Al Lee, medical professor at Medicine, Washington University. He says, no matter how we slice and dice the data from this large data set, we saw the same thing. Increased risk of death if you're using proton pump inhibitor drugs. We found patients that take the proton pump inhibitors die if taking the drug for 5 years compared to other types of digestive aids. People think that the proton pump inhibitors are safe and they are really readily available, but these are real risks to taking these drugs, especially if doctors do not stop the medication after a short time. That's why I tell you guys to go to your bookstore or your library and look up the drug that's recommended to you in a physician's desk reference. It's called a PDR. You know, libraries have them. And you can see the big picture to this drug. And often the drug companies will be listing the drug as, you know, for a month, 3 months worth of use. And then the doctors are told to take the patient off the drug. But a lot of doctors keep writing prescriptions. So long-term use is prohibited for some medications, and long-term use in medicine equals 12 months, a year. And these people are on this stuff for years. See, remember, doctors are taught to prescribe. All right. So people are, you know, kind of thinking, you know, is the drug safe that you want me to take? Because maybe they're not informed of the risk. And so people are starting to say, you know, well, you know, a lot of people say, hey, I got that printout from the pharmacy. It lists everything. No, it doesn't. That drug printout may list the 10 top common things, side effects. It most likely is not listing the rare side effects. You know, you could be that one in a million people that has a rare reaction, which could be very, very unfortunate. So always check out everything. You know what I found out the other day, Frank? I found out, you know those eye drops that the doctors give you? You know, you put them in your eyes to dilate your eyes when you go get your eye exam, right? Yeah. There's an ingredient in those eye drops that is a corrosive to your eye. Not kidding. This is why people later in life don't tolerate those eye drops very well. And then they say, well, we got a weaker version. The best bet, if you're going to have an eye exam and they want to look at the macula and the retina, is to have the mapping, the eye map. There's a machine that will map your eye. And that's less evasive to your eye than the eye drops are. So you know you have a problem with these eye drops, especially if the dilation is supposed to, you know, only be in effect for a couple of hours, you know, and you're sensitive to light and stuff like that. They give you those little plastic eye things to wear home. Well, if it doesn't go away in a couple of hours and it lasts for days and you can't really see well, you know, those drops are not good for you. They're not good, you know, I don't think they're good at all, but patients are told they're completely safe. There's a corrosive in there. You can look it up. Just do a search. What's in dilating eye drops? And then you can look up the ingredients, and it'll tell you what they are. And then you want to, you know, look up each ingredient, and it'll tell you what the side effects are. Well, there's always an alternative. That's how I look at things. And so I always look for, you know, God's medicine, the natural way. He knows what we need. And I put my trust in God's medicine. Obviously, you know, trauma care has its place within modern medicine. But for everything else, I'm looking for something really that's going to help me long term. So I want something that's going to strengthen the body, not weaken the body, not going to cause you to have more risk. And so a lot of times your herbs are very gentle and effective at helping with imbalances and correcting things. But a lot of it too, because it's not just one thing that usually gets you back into health. It's usually a combination of things. And one of the big things is your diet. Your diet's going to be your biggest ally. What you put in matters. What you put in changes DNA. So if it can change DNA, imagine what your medicinal herbs can do for you. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog. They specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening, and empowering people. Yeah, that's what they do. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. You want to check them out. And by the way, if you've been calling, trying to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and you couldn't get through, well, they had cable phone issues, and the phone company just replaced the cable today. So hopefully you'll be able to get through. So if you've had some issues and things didn't sound right or you couldn't get through, period, then it was really the technology. Technology is fragile. Don't you think, Frank? I think it is. So if you couldn't get through, that's the reason. No, they're not out of business. It was the phone company and their cable. Corroded. They had a corroded cable that I replaced. All right. We're going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to be talking about drug therapy versus natural therapy, nature. And, you know, more and more people are kind of looking to health products that are more natural, less toxic, environmentally friendly, reasonably priced. That'll help them, you know. People have a lot of problems and a lot of pathologies. And when you start building drug therapy on drug therapy on drug therapy and you get a combination of these drugs. Now, I want to tell you, I've worked in healthcare and I worked with physicians, and not all these physicians double check for crossover reactions on drugs that one doctor or another doctor is writing for you. So you're going to have to, you know, fact check that yourself. Sometimes you can catch a mistake. So, and a lot of times you can get on drug therapies that give you a drug-induced issue like Alzheimer's, and you don't really have Alzheimer's, it's the drug. So always do your homework on your meds. And people are kind of tired, though, of feeling like they're, you know, trapped or a servant to their disease. Like, they don't like going back to their doctors all the time. When I was in the emergency room for my leg injury, I saw people. I had to wait because they didn't have a room, because obviously I needed a bed. I had a hematoma on my leg. I bumped into something I shouldn't have. But anyway, people were just walking back and forth through the door, seeing their doctors with a bag of drugs in their hands. So this Ziploc bag of drugs, young and old, it didn't matter. And I was talking to the hospital staff, and these people were just coming in for their doctor to change their drug therapy prescriptions. I'm like, don't they have a general practitioner to go to? No. They go to the emergency room, which is very expensive, but obviously maybe they don't need to pay these bills or something. They charge everybody else three times so they can cover those that don't. But I'm just saying, not everything is what you think it is in healthcare. Now, so more people are, you know, researching their health problem, and they're asking doctors some interesting questions. They ask them, why should I have to settle for the prospect of having to live with my disease on drug therapies for the rest of my life instead of curing it? I want to know what's causing it. Wow, that's interesting. What's causing it, doc? Let's get at the cause so we can get rid of it. Remember, doctors are taught to prescribe. They're not taught really to research the cause. Medical doctors are taught to treat your disease with drug therapy. Another way to say it is they are to identify and massage the disease by addressing the symptoms only, never really looking at the cause of your disease. And some people are deciding that conventional medical treatment is worse than the disease in the long run, so they start looking for other ways to help themselves. Here is what Ivan Illich has said, quote, "Modern medicine is a negotiation of health. It isn't organized to serve human health, but only itself as an institution. It makes more people sick than it heals." End of quote. Well, it's a business. It's got a business model. Disease equals profit. So, and then, you know, then of course, you know, patients or people that go out there and find a solution to the problem, they're criticized as being, you're self-medicating. Well, there are a lot of books available that promote self-help, healing. It's a very active trend now. A lot of people in the medical community have noticed it, and some physicians want to embrace natural medicines and therapies and combine them with their practices, and many think this is a great idea. You know, melding together conventional drug therapy and natural medicine. But this brings a dilemma of who is going to regulate that. And if you get the natural products on your own, why would you spend time and money at a doctor's office to buy them there or get a prescription for them? And exactly, that's why there's this dichotomy. They want to reclassify a lot of your natural products as a drug therapy so they can control and regulate it. And we're living in a time where if you live, let's say, in Orlando, Florida, you need a permit from your town hall to give food to the homeless. See? So you can feed the ducks at the park, but you can't feed a human, see, without permission. What'd you say, Frank? Oil and water. Yeah, that's exactly it. It's sort of like, you know, I had one lady ask me, she says, "Do you know where we can find a natural vet?" I'm like, that's kind of like trying to find a unicorn. They may sell you a little calendula ointment, but they're still going to prescribe meds. Albert Einstein said this, "One thing that I have learned in a long life, that all of our science measured against reality is primitive and childlike, and yet it is considered the most precious thing we have." Nice. So relative, huh? So people think that the United States adopts a federal refunded, they're going to adopt this, you know, free healthcare system like, you know, people in Australia have and European Union, that many of their healthcare problems will improve, and no one will be without medical treatment. Actually, the opposite happens because the system gets corrupted and then they go bankrupt. And then you got nothing. So, you just want to keep that in mind. Nothing's free. And let's say it's free healthcare. I mean, and they start paying the doctors less and less. I mean, where's the incentive? Now, over 6,000 years ago, a caveman observed what animals ate when they were sick and adopted the same instinct for healing himself. This is theory. Now, to some people, that seems too simple. It's too weird and not scientific enough to do anybody any good. However, man survived using similar methods, which is more bizarre, zapping your body with radiation or use a plant nutrition to cure the disease. So interesting enough, people all over the world did what the cavemen did without any written language, and there are over 2,000 indigenous medicinal plants in the United States. That's just in the U.S. alone. So in every short period of time, people will, you know, get acquainted with herbal gardens and things like that, and they just improve their health and their life, and they're just happy. They're just really happy people. So without intellectual contribution of our relatives or ancestors, modern medicine wouldn't have been available. So basically, choose your medicine is the point. And I've noticed that people will select the type of medicine that goes with what they are believing in. So if your faith is in science, then you're going to select conventional medicine to heal you. If you believe in the power of God's plants to provide the nutrition the body needs to heal itself, then you're going to select natural therapies to, you know, and have the courage to self-medicate and be responsible and work through your own health problems and make changes. So once you try that method, you're going to find that you are not a slave to disease and you're wealthier and healthier than you'd ever think. So begin your journey to a better health, keeping in mind a very simple and yet effective principle. Cleanse and nourish your body. Keep toxins free-flowing out of the system and put whole food nutrition in the body. And you can start your process today. You got that power today. It's not something you have to think about and mull it over. So Scripture says from Genesis to Revelation, we should be doing this. Now, if you think Scripture is the Word of God, if you truly believe that, and God is your creator, why would he be saying that? And then you run off to get, you know, radiation treatment. People get scared. Medicine's really good at manipulative and making people scared, and then they make some hasty choices. But then they got to live with those choices. So when you have a cure, the body is, according to medical science, put back in its original state of wellness. Now let me ask you, if you went to the doctor and for heart problems, you know, diabetes problems, whatever, anxiety, depression, and you're put on drug therapy, you're not in your original state of wellness. Because once you take the drug away, guess what? The problem is still there. So there isn't really any cures in healthcare then, is there? Not likely. Now, sometimes I think drug therapy may be needed, like to stabilize a person. But for long-term stuff, Now, have I taken antibiotics? Oh, yeah, I've taken antibiotics. Not that I want to, but if I had to in a serious situation or I didn't have a choice. But then I say, well, I'm going to take it for a few days, and then I'm going to go do cleansing, get rid of the pharmaceutical residues. But in most cases, I don't have to take antibiotics. I use immune support herbs, blood cleansing herbs, combination of herbs like have a synergistic effect. I'll add some ginseng to empower the magnify the power of the herbs. So, you know, don't beat yourself up and say, well, just, you know, make some healthier choices out there and start your educational process, and you can whittle down one by one these drug therapies that you think you're stuck on. So, garlic, yeah, Frank Mann, the garlic man, has spoken. Garlic's a natural antibiotic, really. It's very antibacterial, fungal, viral. I always tap into garlic a lot. It's in a lot of the formulas that we have at Apothecary Herbs, and I just love it. So, learn. Just start your learning process, your journey, your quest to better health, and God will show you. He'll take your hand and help you. He'll guide your footsteps. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You want to check them out online and sign up for their newsletters and be empowered. And if you have questions, ask. Just ask. You never know where those questions will lead you to knowledge and understanding, wisdom and discernment. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.